My name is Glenda. I will be 77 years old Monday. I am in Wichita, Kansas. Today is December 1st, 2023. My One Small Step conversation partner is also Glenda.
Okay, my name is Glenda. I am 76, will be 77 December the 6th. I am in Wichita, Kansas. Today is December the 1st, 2023. My One Small Step conversation partner is Glenda also.
Okay.
You're just loving this.
Oh, question number one. What made you want to do this interview today?
I am very curious about other people and their beliefs and different beliefs. I appreciate everyone's opinion. It may not be my own, but that's okay. Yeah. Now I... Okay, what made you want to come to the interview today?
I am just getting sick and tired of people arguing and fighting and my way. And when I saw this, I thought, whatever I can do. Glenda's bio. I grew up in a small town in western Oklahoma of a family of three girls. We were raised in a Christian home, and I feel my political preferences were developed by my experiences. I have been married and divorced and remarried. My second husband was an Air Force officer, retired lieutenant colonel. I am now widowed. I believe my political preference were developed over a lifetime of many experiences. I have, for many years, been a news junkie and have moved further to the right as I get older, have always leaned conservative.
Now, what would you like to ask about Glenda's life? After reading the bio, what are you curious to know more about?
How do you think that you will use this, what we learned today?
I have told several of my friends. The first one was my bridge group, and one of the girls immediately said, "Are you going to let somebody change your mind on being a Christian?" I said, "No, but I want someone else's opinion on what they believe." And I'm a very curious person, and I'm a very social person. So that's kind of where I'm at. Is there any more that you would... want
to know about that question and you?
Yeah.
No, I think you did a...
Okay.
A good job.
I just want to make sure.
Now, if you're ready, you can read your partner's bio.
Okay, Glenda, I'm going to read your bio. I am an older Christian, married woman with two daughters, five grandkids, retired from a job in social services, and have volunteered for several organizations helping people in many situations. During my time with Kansas, part of my job was training new hires and often told management I need staff who could work and play with others. The atmosphere was much better when we could all get along, helping each other and not bicker. I believe life is easier if people can reach agreement. I can relate to your situation as far as people not getting along. What experiences did you have and that type of thing?
Dealing with people who weren't willing to listen to anything else, that they were so focused on getting everybody to agree with them rather than a give and take situation.
How long did you work with in this area?
27 years.
I worked 25. Oh, this. And
no, I think it would be great if you would talk a little bit about the interesting similarities.
It is interesting that you would pick two people with the same names
and so many similarities.
Yes, both from Oklahoma, originally born in Oklahoma, and. How long did you stay in Oregon?
Just about a year or two.
Oh, okay. No, in fact, I retired from Boeing because I got tired of the people coming in a bad mood and wanting you to pamper them. And I totally agree with you. It must be an Oklahoma thing.
You want to ask the next question?
This one? Oh, this one. That one. Tell me about one or two people in your life who have had the biggest influence on you. And what did they teach you?
I would say my husband, Jerry. He was probably the most outgoing, caring individual. I never heard him say a negative thing about anybody. And he could draw a crowd of people by just walking in a room. And that, and I was 35 when I met him, but I still say today he was the best thing that ever happened to me. He made me a better person. And, I would have to, my other people, I would have to say were the people in my church that have helped me so much through losing my husband and going through 7 months of poor health. And helping me, taking me in short notice places. And that, again, is that giving nature to take care of people. And I try now to be more like my late husband and my friends from my church. And that's kind of where I'm at. And can you tell me about one or two people that have affected your life?
My husband is the one who has had the most influence over me. I met him when I was 15, and he worked at my cousin's grocery store. And anyway, they asked him if he would train me, and what hit me was how nice and caring and patient he was. And that's something that people, I mean, he's a people collector. And always, he's worked in social services also. And wherever we go, we seem to run into somebody that he has helped in some way. And it just made me want to be like him. Of course, I told him that God looked at him and said, "You need patience, so I'm going to give you Glenda."
And I say, "God grant me patience," and I want it right now.
Oh, dear.
No, you're fine.
Okay, and more, too.
More, and two. Oh, I did read it.
We did that one.
Okay. Me first. Mm-hmm. Could you briefly describe in your own words your personal political values?
Oh. my political values have changed through the years. When I, you know, turned 18 in Kansas, you register to vote as a Republican. And then working in social services, I realized that the Republican Party had left me. And the people who needed help weren't being helped. And what really triggered it was they started closing the state hospitals, and there was nothing to take care of those people. That's not right. And so I just couldn't support it anymore. So I started volunteering and trying to change what I could.
That was back in the 70s when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, I lived in Buffalo, New York, and Geraldo Rivera did an expose on what was called Sunnybrook. Was a mental hospital in upstate New York. And I agree with you. There are they want to run a person's total life, but they don't want to help them. And I see the money you and I, for years have paid out to help people, and we haven't helped anybody.
I personally have.
Yes, but we as a government, you and I are just a small
right
speck. And that is appreciated, I'm sure, by everybody that you've come across.
Yeah. My friends call me a fixer.
Okay.
If there's something that I see is broken, then I have to fix it. And I got the regulations changed on licensing homes for young pregnant girls. There was no place for them to stay. They couldn't go to a children's home because they were pregnant. They couldn't go to a maternity home because they weren't an adult. They were removed. And this is one where one girl that I saw, and that's what triggered it. She'd been removed from her home. No place for her to sleep that night. And I said, this is wrong. This is wrong. So I talked to my women's club, talked to the church. We found a home. We got some people to donate everything. And we got they came out for licensing. And they said, we can't do that. They have to be 16. Well, I said, I got a 12-year-old pregnant by incest and no place to sleep. This is not right. So change the rules. They changed the rules. And then all the other homes that were for 16 and older could relicense and take in the younger girls. Now the problem is taken care of.
And that, because it happens more and more today. And what aggravates me on things like this, that little girl, if she'd had that baby and disposed of it, let's just put it that way, because it happens with... They will charge her with murder, but she could go get an abortion while she's having the baby, supposed, but deliver the baby and they just lay it on a table and let it die. And it's all legal. I don't think that little girl should have to face that kind of punishment.
Right.
I mean, she was desperate. You know, you hear about this all the time. And they're desperate. And they don't have the capacity to work out a problem that an adult does. And I guess that's the hardest thing for me to accept. That you can take I never had children. I wasn't fortunate enough to be able to. And I just think there's got to be a better way to help everybody, every human that needs it. We have the money for other things, but we don't have enough of you to do something like that. And I mean that totally, that we need help with that. And yes, I'm a conservative, have been all my life. I was never never was involved like you were with the needs of the population. I guess that's the way you'd put it. The needs of young 12-year-olds. And I mean, even abused children, you've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, my dad was, well, both my parents, case in point, I was in the 8th grade, and one of the little girls that I associated with, she was living with her grandparents, and she came to school that day, and her grandmother had whipped her with a rose bush, uh-huh. And she had thorns all in her, and on my gym teacher had a couple of us girls. She got tweezers and alcohol, and we pull these thorns out of Marilyn's. And when I went home that night and told my mom knew somebody like you. And they went and took Marilyn away from her grandparents because of what they had done to her. And it's something I'll never forget, and I can't imagine abusing a child
but
like
it
that.
Happens
every day.
Yeah,
every single day. And that's just and then they give them back to them.
I'm a CASA volunteer.
You're a what?
CASA volunteer, court appointed special advocate.
Oh.
And so when kids are removed from the home and they're looking through the situation, if it's warranted, they will assign a CASA. I am there in court. I deal with the parents. And one of the first things I say to the parents is, if you do what you need to do to get your kids back, I will support you every step of the way. But if you don't, I will be pushing for you to lose them.
We had two girls move in next door to us. They were a partnership, and they had four foster children.
Mm-hmm.
And they had adopted three of them. And the two little girls, the one they had not adopted, the little boy, it was their little brother, but the mother wouldn't release him. But they had adopted the other three, and they were both RNs and just very good people. And the middle boy, he came out one day and he said, "Would you tell your husband I said hello?" I mean, he reminded me of Harry Potter. He had those kind of glasses. And I said, "Yes, I will." And Jerry was in hospice at home. And when he passed, I went next door and told the girls, because it was morning and they were going to come. And I told them, "I don't want the kids to see this." And I went to my neighbors that had children, because the kids cross the street, "Hi, Jerry," and all that kind of stuff. And I just didn't want them to have to experience something like that. But they moved. They moved across the street from one of the girls' mothers so that she could kind of help, with taking care of them and stuff. And go ahead.
Do we have the same one?
They're pretty much the same.
Okay.
You want to ask that to your partner?
Oh,
what?
Will you ask this question?
Oh, okay.
Okay, I got
what
backwards.
Political issue are you wanting to see progress on?
A political issue?
That's a hard one.
Maybe it's an issue. Issue or attitude? I want people, especially our lawmakers, but in general, to have the attitude of what is best for everybody, not me, or not, well, we need to focus more on what is best for everybody, And know that we can't get our way all the time. And we shouldn't get our way all the time.
I agree with you on that. I think they're too busy, if you want my opinion, I think they're too busy trying to satisfy their donors and not their constituents. There's two different things.
Absolutely.
And I think they worry more about that than what will serve their constituents.
I guess that's what I was, if they're focused on, okay, who's going to donate mm-hmm. to me, they're going to be looking that way. And
absolutely.
That they need to forget about that. And they need to look at what is best. For it may be a certain population, because I mean, kids who are abused, I often get left behind. And if their abusing family have money, as I had a case like that, horrible abuse. But it got whitewashed. Now the kids were taken away from them, but it took a fight.
An act of Congress. I totally agree with you on that, because I don't think. It's like, I went to college late in life, and I paid off my student loans that I had. I was laid off from Boeing for 3 years. I went back and took 99 hours in 2 years, graduated with honors.
Well, congratulations. Proud
and,
of you.
And I paid off my student loans. And I feel like, today, people use their student loans for entertainment, and they, you know, get a degree you can do something with. I'm more interested in that than if somebody's going to be a doctor or a teacher or an accountant. But some of these degrees now, hearing what they're cutting out. And Kansas Newman College degrees that they're cutting out and replacing them with more, I guess, up-to-date. And I'm not ready to pay somebody's student loan after I paid mine.
And I know that there are some kids, if they didn't have the student loans, they wouldn't be able to go to school. Some don't have parents. But I guess I don't begrudge helping somebody if they're going to use it, because if it can help them improve themselves and be able to help take care of some of these issues, then that's good, I think. So what would progress look like to you?
Progress. Oh, I... I'm thinking, progress to me would be to evaluate the situations more than just lump summing everything you know, let's, they just bundle all this money together and give it, and it's paid out. I think we would feel better about things if we saw it, number one, making a difference, and number two, knowing that we have the attention of our representatives. Like I say, that they listen to their constituents and evaluate their votes. But all they're doing is voting to get reelected. They may not necessarily agree with something, but they'll vote because they think that this will get them reelected.
Yeah.
And I think there should be term limits for everybody.
Yep.
I mean,
I'll vote for that.
Okay, we got two votes. How about you? Okay, we got three votes. Really?
And that's where because it starts.
These people, I mean, that have just been there.
They milk the system.
I'm sorry?
They milk the system.
Yes. And it's just more than I can. I mean, I'm a news junkie. I watch the market, and I watch the news. And, you know, there's so many people that don't even know what they're talking about. There are people coming out of college that don't have a clue on the history of things. There's still going on with Israel right now. I went mm-hmm. to Israel several years ago. And, I mean, it just looked, you know, of course we did not go into the Gaza Strip or to the other area, the western, anyway. And, but, I mean, everybody was just there making a living, and our guide was Jewish, and our driver for the bus was Muslim, but they were friends. And why can't we all be like that? Why does that have to separate someone?
And it doesn't have to. I mean, I'm a Democrat. I had Republicans helping me with my campaigns when I ran for office. I helped Republicans with their campaigns because mm-hmm. I was looking at who I thought would be the best.
Yes.
And there's no reason why we can't do that, except that some people will point their finger at you and say, you can't.
Well, it's like we just had that election for the city. And I don't know what Whipple was or what the young lady
Lily.
Is that won. I don't know what affiliation either one of them were. But I voted for her. I just wanted to get somebody new because I didn't like his demeanor.
I know both of them.
Oh, okay. Tell me, did I waste a vote?
No.
Oh, good. Did you cancel my vote?
I don't even live in Wichita.
Oh, that's right.
But Brandon's attitude, personality kind of changed. He was elected to the House. And that kind of went to his head, I think.
Yeah.
Because he was different then, and that sometimes happens to people.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You can see that in the new people that go into mm-hmm. government and the old guard. I mean, you can see it so easy. And that's the reason I say term limits for our representatives mm-hmm. and our senators and
right.
stuff.
Right. I think that's an excellent idea.
And you know, get fresh blood in there. Get some real people in there like you.
Well, I didn't make it, and I tell you, several people, I did not put my party affiliation on my mailers.
Oh, okay.
Because I wanted people to read about me and what I believed.
What did you run for? I didn't.
House Representatives. No, you wouldn't have because I was
oh,
not even
there.
In this
okay.
area.
Okay. Because I would have caught a Glinda.
Yeah, you would have. But I had people call me and say, I've read your information several times, and I really like what you're saying. But what's your party affiliation? And I would say, I'm a Democrat. Oh, I'm so sorry. I really wanted to vote for you.
You know,
and
years,
I can't.
Years ago, I asked my dad what he was. And he says, a Demopublic. You know? So that told me he could swing either way on this. And I'm like that. If I see a good person, I don't care
what
they
are. But too many people aren't.
Yeah.
And the world would be a whole lot better place.
We spend too much time with my truth, mm-hmm. not the truth, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This is mine. Well, no, you kind of got to blend in. You don't have to totally agree, but you've got to understand things. And, you know, things have not necessarily always gone my way in elections, but I haven't missed a night's sleep over it. And I'm going to miss my sister passed away last year, my oldest sister. And I'm going to miss it when we have the election next year, because we would be on the phone till 3 o'clock in the morning talking to each other about, oh, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? But, so.
Okay. Do you ever feel troubled by people with the same beliefs as you and how they communicate those beliefs to others?
I would say not necessarily troubled, but cautious. Because I guess I don't want to alienate someone to not express what they're thinking. Do you understand where I'm coming from? And so I just kind of take and work through it in my own way. If you want, yeah. Kind of like you do kids. When you want them to do something and you kind of, or you hear what they're thinking, and, well, we're not necessarily going to do that, and we'll work this out.
Do you really think that's
the right way to go? Absolutely. And that's kind of, I'm not a confrontational type of person. I try and, I don't think I am. I try and work things out. By going through the back door instead of confronting someone directly and getting them to also see my way of thinking. Because it's like my friend playing bridge, she surprised me so much when she said, you're not going to let anybody change your mind. And I'm thinking, I don't think that's even what this is all about. And fortunately, a friend of mine that has, and I apparently Wesley is a supporter of yours, or I saw the plaque down there by the elevator.
Oh, cool.
With Wesley. She was a surgical nurse at Wesley for years.
The money that started this was from the sale of Wesley.
Oh, okay.
The Kansas Health Foundation.
Yeah.
The what?
The Kansas Health Foundation, this building.
Oh.
They're not this
building. No, we aren't the building.
Okay. Well, anyway, and she worked at Wesley, and she's, well, who's involved in this? And I told her, and she's, oh, that's a good thing. Don't worry about it. So I play bridge Monday, so I'll let them all know what happened.
I don't even know. I cannot remember, and I've been trying to. I cannot remember how I saw this that made me sign up. I just remember thinking, boy, if it's going to bring some peace to if it's going to bring people together and cut out some of the bickering and the fighting, I'm for it.
Well, I saw mine on Facebook. And the first, and I'm not a big Facebook person. I just kind of...
I am. I've got all pictures.
Try to keep up with my nieces and nephews and stuff. And I saw it and I thought, nah. And I think a week later I went back and saw it again and I thought, well.
Well, I think that's where I saw it too. And I didn't think, I mean, I thought, yep, okay.
And there's a group on there, I Lost My Husband. These women that want to die and don't want ever want to do anything again. I think, get out and have a life. I know Jerry would have been me. Bless his heart.
I'm going to ask
one. Oh, okay. Do you feel misunderstood by people with different beliefs than you? How so do you feel that way?
I don't feel misunderstood. I think they don't understand the truth, but not.
Maybe you are better at putting it in the right text than I am.
I can tell when, if I say anything more, I'm just wasting my breath and forget it. I had one time that I said, obviously, we're going to have to agree to disagree. He wouldn't accept that. And he was bound and determined that he was going to change me. And so I said, I'm the trainer, you're the trainee. We're dropping it.
Ooh.
Because he wanted a fight, and I wasn't going to fight over something like that. Not worth it. So I pulled rank that time, but most generally, people can reach agreement, or at least some kind of acceptance.
Yes, I mean, come to a mutual understanding. That
I prefer to have nuts in some of my food. My husband's allergic to nuts, so we reach agreement. We don't put nuts in there. Oh. Okay. My hopes for the future. Politically, I would like that people not be so selfish, and they try to do what is best for everybody or for the majority. You can't do for everybody. Not possible. But, and I hope that, I really do wish that our government would, like you said, term limits. I think that would be a big step forward. And I thought that if we didn't have any R's or D's on the ballots, so that people had to actually read about the candidates before they voted for them, that probably would get better lawmakers.
Yeah, but they start talking about the election after inauguration.
You know,
the election
if there was
in 4 years.
Nothing with the R or the D or whatever, which I'm involved in No Labels, so.
Well.
Because it's.
It's just part of our makeup anymore, I feel like. And one hope I have for the future is everything turns out well for you with your health. And I mean that truly.
Thank you.
And for my future, I want good health. And I want the, as you said, the bickering and the fighting. And if you're a Democrat, I don't want to talk to you. Or if you're a Republican, I don't want to talk to you. We all put our pants on the same way every morning. We are no different than the next person. Just love everybody. I am tired of wanting to be controlled by the government. Mm-hmm. And that is what they're trying to narrow it down to, I truly believe, with this green initiative and everything, that they want to control how we live. And I'm not ready for that. I live my own way too long. And I want other people to experience a good life. I've lived a good life. And I'm going to live to be 100. I've decided.
Well,
I'll meet you back here in 20
years. I thought I would. Since the women in my family lived to be about 100, we'll see. I think, 4 years of dealing with the cancer.
You've been at this for 4 years?
Yes. What happens?
Like my daddy always said, God takes care of it all. Mm-hmm. And Jerry fought it for 3 years, and he was needed for something somewhere.
Yeah.
But wrap it up. I have enjoyed very much my time with you, and your opinions I respect. And I will keep them in mind and think about them also. They may differ a little bit from mine.
You know, we can't all think alike.
If we all drove a Chevy, it wouldn't be anything.
I beg your pardon. I don't drive a Chevy.
I don't either. I have a little old lady Buick.
Oh, well, I like Buicks. I don't have one anymore, but
I love mine. But